today. I believe the Holy Spirit put it on my heart to talk to you about entering into God's by faith, entering into God's rest by faith. I've studied, meditated, thought about that scripture for the long. Entering into God's rest by faith.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that a blessing? Now, Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 4. Scripture says, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still remains and is freely offered, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Today, everybody say today. It's freely offered when?
Today.
That means right now. What is being offered? A promise. Remember the scripture says in Corinthians, chapter Corinthians, all of the promises of God in the anointed Jesus is
one. Yes and amen.
So here the writer of Hebrew, which we believe to be the Apostle Paul, is telling us that the rest is a promise. Wherefore, while the promise of entering into his rest remains and is freely offered when?
Today.
Let us fear, in case any one of you might seem to come or think you have come short of reaching it, or think he has come too late. I mean, there's time that, you know, the store may offer a sale. You know, during the Christmas season, they have different sales like Black Friday, other things, and there's a sale time. And after that sale, I'll come to pick up this. I saw it was on sale. And they say, well, it's not off. You missed. That was yesterday. I mean, that's a big miss. Well, this scripture is saying, you know, there's time that people can think that they come too late to get this offer. But I'm telling you that the offer that God has promised us of entering into his rest still stand today. You didn't miss it. If you didn't get it yesterday, you can get it today. It's still off. And as long as you can say today, that promise is being off. Now, you can enter into that rest, hallelujah, and then every day after, you can enjoy living in rest. But it's good to know that it's offered. In case you missed it yesterday, today is another day, and you can get it today. Hallelujah. And I believe you will get it today. And you got to understand what this rest means. One scripture says, with stammering lips and other tongue will I speak to this people, is in Isaiah. And then the prophet says, this is the rest whereby God will cause the weary to rest. You know, to be weary means you're restless, you're anxious, anxieties, worked up over something, can't sleep at night, pace the floor, crying. But God offers us a rest, and he offers it every day. He says, and if you hear his voice, when you hear his voice, because every day his voice is going to come. And he says, the day if you will hear his voice and harden not your heart, you can actually enter into that rest. Listen to this. It says, for indeed we have had the good news of salvation preached to us. Now, he's telling us that this rest is coming through the preaching of the word of faith, the word of God. And he tells us we've had this preached to us. We've had the gospel, the good news about the kingdom of God preached to us. And then he says, just as the Israelite also, when the good news of the promised land came to them. This is a comparison. But the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not united with faith in God by those who heard. Notice he says it was not united, what? In faith by those who heard. Are you listening? Meaning they didn't mix faith with the man. Now the scripture talked about we being a spirit of faith. We believe, which is we believe the word of God, and therefore we speak, right? We hear, we believe, we speak, right? He said it didn't benefit them because they didn't mix faith with it. Hallelujah. But we who believe, that is, we who personally trust and confidently rely on God, enter that rest. Enter that rest. The word itself promised the rest. A promise is a word from God. You can't make a silent promise. A promise is declared. Hallelujah. When you give your word, you have given that person a promise. You said, I promise. Well, you really shouldn't have to say I promise if you say, I'll do this for you tomorrow. Your word is your bond. It is your promise. When you declare you're going to do something, that's your promise. Now he says, those that believe the preaching of the word, which was the promise that God gave to Israel, and he using Israel, that Old Testament, the writer is using this to paint a picture more vividly as to what he's talking about when he talks about entering to God's rest. He's going to bring a whole lot of several windows in here to try to convey that picture, that mental, so we can have a more vivid mental image of what God is wanting us to enter into. When you say, I have entered into God's rest, you're not going to be able to boldly say that if we don't understand what God's rest is. Colossians says, giving thanks unto the Father who has delivered us. Israel had that same message of salvation. It was a different salvation, but it was still a message of salvation or a message of deliverance because they were in bondage. And God promised Abraham that he would deliver them. He told Abraham that they're going to be here 400 years, but after then, I'm going to judge that nation and I'm going to bring them out with great substance and with great glory. All right, is that right? And I'm going to bring them into a land. I'm going to bring them into the land that I promised you. Now, turn over to Psalms 95. Psalms 95. Let's look at this. Are you tracking? It says, verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation, our deliverance, our healing. See, salvation, preservation, safety. Salvation involves all of that. Hallelujah. The rock of our salvation, the rock of our healing, the rock of our prosperity, the rock of our safety, the rock of our deliverance. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is to us. I mean, if you notice, you can come before him with singing. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise. Even if, like me, if you can't sing that well, you still don't have an excuse. You can make a joyful noise. I've heard Mark make joyful noise before. She said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord with psalms, right? For the Lord is a great Elohim. Hallelujah. He's a great Elohim. Look at that adjective. It could have said the Lord is God, but it said he's a great Elohim. Elohim means awesome, dreadful, powerful, mighty. He's a great one. I said, that's the Lord. That's the Elohim. That's God. That's our Father. He's great. I said, he's great. And if you don't know it, now you know. He's great. Say he's great. Come on, say he's great. Lift your hands up to him and say, you're a great God. And you're my Father. And I'm your child. Hallelujah. You're great over me. Hallelujah. God is great. God is great. Don't try to make yourself be somebody else. You can pick up the principles that they declare and live by, and you can apply them because principles are for everybody. Hallelujah. You can pick up some good positive thoughts that they convey and share and talk and give to you, but you don't want to become them. You want to be your authentic self.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God. And God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.